In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I wish to read the Holy Word of God from the Book of Ruth, from chapter 1. I will read verses 16 and 17. The words are in Jesus' name. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Amen." Dear sisters and brothers, before you stands a man who has many doubts and feels much sin, much sinfulness. For this reason, can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. We believers, we live from the gospel. We who are here at these summer services, and also you who perhaps could not come, I wish to come near you, especially you who wanted to come here, but you could not. You too wish to believe your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. That song that we sang before this sermon, it well reflects the thoughts that we, who once lived in Finland but moved away, and those thoughts and feelings, they probably are familiar to those who live elsewhere also. It's a very timely song, and hopefully someday you take a close look at the words when you go home. Since I stand here, I wish to bring greetings to you from Sweden. From the small group of children of God that live in Sweden and Norway. Greetings from these people and from the SFC board. Last year, we had very close cooperation between the SRK and the LLC of America and the SFC. About a month ago, we held the summer services in Sweden, in Dalarna. And the Son of Mercy shone to us, shone on us. And the theme of those services was how the Lord is my strength and shield. We all have experienced how this is true. The Lord guides us and leads us. This text that we read today tells about a woman whose name is Ruth. This woman was a mother or grandfather of David. And this text part happened about 100 years before Jesus was born. The book of Ruth is a short book. We all have strength to read the whole book. It's short, like a children's story. And it also begins like a children's story with the words, "Now it came to pass," or "Once upon a time." It tells about a family that moves to a foreign land. And why did they move? And we are told how in the land where these people lived, there was a famine. And when there is a famine and there is nothing to eat, then the people must do something. And so this family decided to move to another country. And this happens even in our times, that people move to other countries. And we who stand here before you both are such people who have once moved. We did not move because of hunger. But we move because God gave us the possibility to move. In this family of Ruth's, there were four people, a mother and a father, and two boys. And God gave to this family trials. The father of the family died. And in those days, life was not simple in this situation. The two boys married women from the new country. Maybe we won't focus too long on this history. But these women were women from Moab. And many times the people of Moab were enemies of the people of Israel. Perhaps you remember when the people of Israel were wandering in the wilderness and they wanted to travel through the land of Moab. But the people of Moab would not allow them to do this. But these two sons married women from Moab. And the boys' names were Mahlon and Chilion. And the wives' names were Ruth and Orpah. And they lived there for about 10 years. But then these sons died, or the husbands died. We don't always understand why God gives or allows trials to happen. We ask from God strength and understanding in the middle of trials. So in this story, we have three women left, three widows, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. Naomi makes the decision that she's going to move back to her homeland, the land of Judah. And both younger women wish to follow her. But Naomi says, "No, don't do this." It is better for you that you go back to your own country. For there you can find new husbands. There you can live as you have always lived before. You know how things operate in your own country. If you follow me, everything will be very difficult. Then one of the women makes a decision. She turns back and goes back to her own country. But the other one, Ruth, makes another decision. She wishes to follow Naomi. Why? Why does she do this? Ruth had noticed how Naomi lived and how she spoke. And Orpah also had seen and heard the same things. Naomi had struggled through many trials. But despite this, she always had strength to trust in God. And she had told how God had guided and directed the people of Israel traveling in the wilderness. And perhaps she had spoken about the promise that Abraham received from God. And who knows, maybe she said that if I have strength to follow God, I can make it to heaven. In those days, there was no written Bible. But stories were told orally or verbally from one person to the other about the things that God had done. If we look at Psalm 78, the writer of this psalm sings, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done." In this way, generations carried knowledge of God to the next generation. And also in the days of the New Testament, we see that in those days also, Paul wrote to young Timothy. In the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, in chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. It is important that we tell our children about God. What should we tell our children? What did Naomi tell Ruth and Orpah? We don't know exactly. Naomi had many reasons to become bitter. She had to move to a foreign country. Her husband died. Her sons died. The hand of God felt very heavy on her. But still, she trusted God and had hope. She lived in such a way that Ruth saw that she wanted to also live that way. How is it with us today? What do we tell our children? We also suffer and have trials, and we have worries. And perhaps even other believers are not even nice to us. We may have reasons to become very bitter. But do we want to tell these bad things and focus on these bad things? Or do we want to tell about the good things of our life? Do we want to tell about the blessings that we have received? We have gotten food every day. We have clothing. Do we need more? We have a lot of free time and things to do. But above all, we have hope and a future. And we have hope for eternal life. Isn't this the most important thing in our life? Isn't this, aren't these the things that we want to tell our children and pass on to our children? That if we just would have trust in God and believe, then He will care for us and He will carry us all the way to heaven. It is important that we also take care of our own personal faith. How do we do this? We have to care for our faith. We need to be careful that we do not do things or end up in places that may be dangerous for us. The flame of faith needs to burn in our heart. We wish that we would have strength to live in such a way that the flame of our faith would not be extinguished. As I mentioned, God has blessed us a lot. The greatest blessing is living faith in our heart. Let us hold this faith as our greatest treasure. When we think of these two women of this text, Ruth and Orpah, they both had the same home, rearing, and education. They both lived for years with Naomi. But in the end, one chooses one way and the other chooses another way. One listens to the voice of reason. And the other listens to the voice of faith. We all every day are before different choices. Here at summer services, we make different choices. We may choose which ice cream we will eat next. These choices are not significant. If we choose an unpleasant ice cream, then next time we will choose a better one. But we often are set before choices that are much more important. The kind of choices that Ruth and Orpah had to choose. Will I follow Naomi or not? Will I follow the believers or will I follow my own road? As we heard in the previous sermon, there are more and more people who do not need Christ. They want to find their own way to heaven. We don't know what happened to Orpah. The Bible doesn't tell us. But we do know what happened to Ruth. She followed Naomi to Naomi's country. Naomi she saw that Naomi's God was a living God, the living God. She wished to stay with Naomi. She believed that if she follows Naomi, everything will be good in the end. And so it happened. She got a new husband, and at least one child. She had a child who became the grandfather of King David. We see that God blessed Ruth's life. Ruth made the right choice. What choices will we make in our lives? Will we follow the footsteps of Ruth or the footsteps of Orpah? Will we follow the people of the Lord or will we follow other people? We believe it is best to follow the people of the Lord, the people of God. And for this reason, we wish to hear the word of God. For this reason, we come to these summer services. For this reason, we have brought our children here so that they too could hear the word of God. So they could learn also what we learn. For faith is the most important thing in our life. Faith helped Naomi and Ruth. Faith gave them strength. Our faith will also give us strength. We become strengthened in our faith when we hear the word of God. And the most important message to us is the motto of these services. Your sins are forgiven unto you. And this message I wish also to bring. Dear listeners, those of you who are here in this tent or those of you who are anywhere outside, whether you are at home or whether you are in caravans or wherever you are, you can safely uplift your heart to believe. Believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. When you believe this way with us, we will make it to heaven. and we can there meet Ruth and Naomi also, and all those who believed before us. We can safely believe that God wishes good for us. In Jesus' name, amen.